Officials say there's usually a lag between a new law and any effect it may have. So while local police have been enforcing the new law since July, convictions, not arrests, are what the state patrol will eventually examine. Major Dan Lonsdorf directs safety for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. He says lawmakers made a wide range of revisions.
They adjusted some of the fines. They made fourth offense a felony. You know, those things may have some impact, but the real impact of this law change is the ignition interlock provision.
The mechanism is installed in a dashboard. The driver breathes into the device, and if the blood alcohol content is too high, the vehicle won't start. These will be required not only for repeat drunk drivers, but first-time offenders at or above a blood alcohol content of 0.15.
And we know that in Wisconsin, that's more than half of all of the people who are convicted of drunk driving any given year. So that's a lot of ignition interlock devices, and when they're on cars, they have been proven to be very, very effective in preventing people who've had too much to drink from starting their cars.
Last year in Wisconsin, the State Patrol says there were 45,000 drunk driving convictions, and alcohol-related crashes killed 238 people. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.